There's some cool events that are going on, and Mitch Harrington is here to talk about it, along with Bobby Henlein from Forging Forward. So welcome, guys. Thank you so much for coming in so early this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, Mitch, I know you've got a golf tournament coming up.
We do.
But there's more than that.
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of stuff going on. So April 22nd, it's a Monday. I know it's an odd day for a golf tournament.
Well, it's never an odd day to play golf,
Mitch.
I know,
right?
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
That's what we thought.
It's only odd when you're playing with one hand.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
okay, before you start making these jokes, I think we need to tell...
We need to introduce Bobby to the audience.
We need to tell a little bit more about Bobby, because people are going to hear this and go, I can't believe he's making these jokes.
Right.
So explain, I guess, why you can make these jokes.
Yeah, briefly, I was in the Army. I did 4 tours of Iraq. Mm-hmm. I got blown up by a roadside bomb in 2007, and then going through my therapy, physical therapy and all that stuff, I used humor mm-hmm. to get through it all. And my occupational therapist said, you should do stand-up comedy. And I was burnt to the skull. 38% of my body was burnt. Head burnt to the skull. Left arm burnt so bad, I eventually had my left hand amputated. And so I was like, there's no way I can get the general public to laugh. It would happen to me. There's no way.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't think. No, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
But you hear Mitch laughing already, because that's what cops have a dark sense of humor.
Yeah,
is why.
True.
Well, I mean, you've been
to survive.
Yeah.
You've been entertaining us a little bit, and at first you're kind of like, oh, is that okay to laugh? Because that's,
but he's the one telling the joke.
Right. So as we go through this, I just wanted everybody to know that yes. You've been through some stuff.
I've been through some stuff, and I got talked into making fun of it.
Yeah.
And I became the well-done comedian.
See?
Like they said, you're going to be a comic. You got to brand yourself. Like, I'm already branded.
Oh, man. So how long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
14 years now.
14 years.
Oh, wow.
14 years.
And you, I guess, performed all over the country.
Vegas, L.A., Canada, even other countries, Mexico.
Wow.
Well, Bobby, I've always had like just a little soft heart for comedians anyway, because I feel like they're very vulnerable up there just by themselves mm-hmm. and joking. This adds a little bit more vulnerability to it.
Right. You know, I call it inspirational comedy.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee at the end of the night that the audience is inspired when they get home to check the battery in their smoke detectors.
Yeah. But it's true.
Yeah, it was cool. We went to see him at Zany's, and the first joke out of his mouth, Kim looked at me and she said, is it okay to laugh at that? I mean, it was crickets in this
yeah.
place. And Bobby was like, hey, people, I'm making fun of myself.
Right,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realize the audience is going to have a hard time. So I'll come at them real quick for about 5 minutes. And I'm like, okay, I see some of you are uncomfortable about laughing at this.
Yeah.
And so I'll make fun of them for being uncomfortable for a little bit. Uh-huh. And kind of ease them into it.
Well, it's so tell us about the 501(c)(3), the charity that you've got
yeah,
started.
Yeah, so after going through all this for years, it's been 17 years. In 2019, my wife and I decided to start our own nonprofit. I've been mm-hmm. helping these other ones, but show them what I've learned over the years, how I forged, no pun intended, but forged through the fire.
Yeah.
And
so,
it's called Forging Forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we went with the name, the Bobby Henlein Foundation, Forging Forward, to help other veterans and first responders. Just, I'm no doctor or anything, but this is what helped me all these years. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will help you too. So we kind of have retreats and stuff like that, show them that.
Well, I imagine anybody who's gone through anything like you have is inspired by you being able to forge forward, to move forward. I mean, that's the inspiration there. It's not that it may not be the exact same thing, but that you've been able to.
Right, right. And as a human, we all go through stuff. I get a lot of people going, oh, I hate to tell you my story because I wasn't injured as bad as you. Or I never had something that bad happen to me. I'm like, no, physically, maybe that was worse than whatever you guys have been through.
Mm-hmm.
But we all got something we've been through. It's the worst thing we know.
Yeah.
And up in your head is where it's the hardest. So the worst thing any of us been through in the room is the same. You know, Mitch and I both, you know, catching on fire in those incidences. Anything you guys been through, the hardest you've been through that you know, it's the same. It's equal.
It's
a struggle.
That's hard to.
Because you don't know any better. You don't know
right.
anything worse than that. You
right.
know, you can imagine a little bit.
Sure.
But again, it's the same.
So,
battle.
So Mitch has his story too. Yeah. For those that may be new to the area, Mitch, are you retired?
Yes, last year.
He's a retired officer now, but kind of tell him your story.
So we had a house fire over in the north part of town, and I was the first unit there, and there was a female trapped inside. Her husband was also inside. She could not get out, was on the phone with 911 and our dispatchers, and I could hear her screaming inside. And tried to go in and get her because the fire department, I don't even think, had even left the building yet to head that way. But I was there that fast. And so I went in, and as soon as I went in, there was a explosion of an oxygen tank. That the husband was – he was on oxygen. And that tank exploded, and when it did, it just – bam, it caught the whole place was ablaze, including me. Yeah. I had to be rescued myself at that point. A couple other officers were able to kick down the back door and get me out. But unfortunately, the husband, he passed away. He did not make it through the fire. And then the wife, a few days later, died also.
Oh, man.
So I was the lone survivor from that incident. But over the course of the next month that I spent in Vanderbilt, I found out about a camp called Camp Hope, and Camp Hope is a camp for burn children ages 6 to 16, and I found out one of their biggest obstacles was funding for this camp. So the director I became friends with, and I told her, I said, when I get out of here, I said, I'm going to do my best to try and help you guys financially. So we came back, started our own nonprofit called Harrington for Hope, Camp Hope being the hope in that. And we started just doing like a motorcycle ride and some bands, a cornhole tournament, et cetera, et cetera. And it's grown and grown and grown every year to where last year, Bobby was there with us. We did a 2-day event last year with 10 to 12 bands.
Yeah.
And, all kinds of things going on. So it's grown every year. And then we started a new program called the Family Assistance Program, where we assist the families of these burn kids financially and with, you know, toiletry items and cell phone chargers and contacts, reading glasses, anything that you might forget when you grab your burn child and rush off to the hospital. We try to provide that to the families there at the hospital.
Okay.
So and what made you just reached out to the kids, you know, you really have a soft spot for kids.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I really do. And, we love participating in camp. Matter of fact, Bobby came last year, was our guest speaker.
Oh,
kids
really?
Absolutely
did you make
loved
those
him.
Kids laugh?
I did. One of them right up front said, I can't laugh. No, even the little burn kid was like, I'm not going to laugh at this. Like,
yeah, right, he
that's
did.
My goal.
But he laughed,
laugh.
Didn't he?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, you made it.
He did finally.
And, and the beautiful part of Camp Hope is that all the kids there are burned. You know, so
that's
the
beautiful part.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. All the kids are burned. Yeah. If not, we hand them a box of matches. They join the club.
Great thing.
Yeah, that's the great thing. But they can just go and be a normal kid.
Right.
You know, they don't have somebody judging them.
Well, when they see Bobby standing up there and he has survived and he's making jokes about it, that is great for those kids.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That is great.
They love him.
A lot of cool things coming up that both of you guys are doing.
Yeah. The golf tournament's first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so give us the rundown on the golf tournament.
April 22nd, White Plains. Tea time's 1 o'clock.
It's 12 or 1 somewhere in there.
Yeah. And
show up early, have some fun.
My wife didn't show up to give us actual details.
Yeah, no, right. I think tee off's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at White Plains. We've teamed up with another nonprofit called Heroes on a Mission.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mike Pierce out at Defenders Retreat down in Silver Point.
It takes veterans hunting.
Yeah, it takes veterans hunting out there.
That's cool.
That's great.
Different stuff. Yeah, it's really cool. And so the three of us are putting on this tournament. It's $400 a team.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, that kind of preludes into the next event. With your $400 entry into the golf tournament, you also get – each player gets two tickets – to a concert we're putting on May 25th. And that concert will be down at Defenders Retreat. It's called Musicians for a Mission. We've got Ken Foe as a headliner, Jay Edwards, Keith Burns, our local hero, Jake Hoot, will be there. And a special guest will be Luke Bryan.
Oh, you were telling the truth.
See, you thought he was lying.
I really did, because he picks on me so much.
Yeah.
I don't ever know if he's
there. How about
like,
that, Sheila?
He said, you asked Mitch. And I'm like, if he's there, Mitch will tell me without me asking. Right. It's Luke Bryan.
She was like, you're setting me up. That's what she
said.
He
has before, y'all.
I have. That's true.
Who's Luke Bryan? Is he coming up?
Yeah. He's going to.
You think he's going to make
it? I think he's going to have a hit or two. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that country girl shake it for me thing is really going to do it. Yeah.
So, you know, we've set this thing up. Last year, we teamed up with Mike out there at Defenders Retreat, and we went out and we built this beautiful stage out there out of cedar. It's just absolutely gorgeous. We had Daryl Worley out there in August playing out there.
What a great show he is.
Oh, it was an awesome show,
yeah.
And it was very poor attendance, but it was 104 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't blame people for not wanting to get out that
day. It's tough to get out when it's set miserable. There. Because a lot of times during that time – yeah. Wasn't a lot of breeze either.
No.
So
no,
I get that.
Like when we say it's hot, it's hot. Yeah. We know heat.
Yeah, because he looked normal when he got there. He sat out in that heat all day. Dried him up like a broom.
So the $400 for the golf tournament includes two tickets to the to the concert. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Now, with the golf tournament, do we get to eat or anything?
Yes.
All right.
We'll feed. We're going to have lunch. And then when we get done, we'll also provide supper.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Yeah.
And then
and a lot of fun.
Will you be getting up and doing anything during any of this? Will you do any of your act or
after
anything?
After with the awards and stuff, I'll definitely make fun of people and have some fun with that.
Yeah.
Talk about how they did so poorly because their other hand gets in the way when they're golfing.
Exactly.
So I bet you've got jokes on the ready at a golf tournament when someone says, hey, what's your handicap?
Exactly. Yeah. Just look at them and throw my hand up in the air.
Excuse me? Yeah.
That's what's funny, Jay. My son, he's in the Air Force. He's a combat controller in the Air Force, and he's overseas right now. And he texts me when I told him that Bobby and I were out playing golf. We went down to Southern Hills, and we were playing down there. And Jake said, what's Bobby's handicap? I said, he's missing an arm.
That was obvious.
Yeah. And Bobby would say the same thing.
You're right,
Bobby,
yeah.
And so
I was probably – there was four of us, and I was number two player.
Yeah,
I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must admit, I was impressed. He plays great.
Well, I mean.
Plays great.
I'm not good at golf, but I'm good for a one-arm golfer.
Yeah. Yeah. If that ever makes it to the Olympics, dude.
Yeah.
You're in.
I'm in.
For sure.
Yeah, so it'd be. I think we should get like the gold tees or red tees or something.
I should definitely be above the red tees.
I'm old and, you know, you're missing a hand, and then we got two women playing with us. So
that's a handicap right there.
Oh,
well, no, I didn't say that.
I said it.
Hey. Now you've gone too far, Sheila.
There's that line. Someone's always got to cross it.
It's always that girl.
Actually, we have two women playing with us
that
are great golfers. We are their handicap.
Yeah.
They are both really good. So.
Now, just buy tickets to the concert, or do you have to do it through the golf tournament?
You can buy tickets to the concert anytime. We've got Defenders Retreat, Heroes on a Mission, Harrington for Hope, and Forging Forward. All of our social media pages
got links to
have links to the tickets. There's a QR code on all of them.
Get tickets on there. Make sure you get a parking pass ahead of time. It'll make it quicker for you to get in your spot and beat everybody else to the stage.
Yeah. And tickets to the concert's only $50.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, you know, we're not trying to make an arm and a leg. We're just trying to have a good time.
Well, some of us are trying to get an arm. I don't know about a leg.
I said that just for
you. But an arm would be great.
And
he jumped on that real quick.
I know he did.
You know, Kenpo, they're a group. A lot of us know they're around here, and they do a great job. Of course, we know who Luke Bryan is. We know who Jake Hoot is. Keith Burns used to play with Trick Pony.
Right.
Yes.
He was a guitar player for Trick Pony back in the day, and really cool dude, by the way. And then Jay Edwards. I don't know who Jay Edwards is.
Okay, you're going to know. Yeah,
you're going to know him, man.
Blues guy gone country with this amazing rasp in his voice. Oh, my God.
So this group, Ken Foe, F-A-U-X.
Yeah.
Ken Foe is from Texas.
Okay.
They're the headliner. We listened to them when we first listened to them.
Yeah, Mike found them and said, you got to hear these guys. Like,
They are
really, really good. We're really excited about seeing them.
So tell me, how did Luke Bryan get in this mix here?
A friend of a friend, and like knows his nephews, and told him about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll be fishing there. I'll stop by.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
So he's going to be at the lake.
It's for the veterans. Once he found it was for the veterans and first responders, sure. Then he was all on board.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, come by as a special guest for us.
That's really neat. That'll be cool for everybody to see him come out and be part of this. And will he sing? Is he singing any songs?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So he's going to sing, and then we've got some presentations that he's going to do for us to a combat veteran.
He doesn't sing, I'll sing.
And to a bird kid.
Maybe you could do a duet.
There you go.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe not.
I feel in a burning ring of fire.
Wasn't that bad? Oh. He chose the burning ring of fire.
Yeah, of course he did.
And it burns.
Right. It burns.
That's our theme song.
Bobby, where can people go to hear you and your comedy, though?
You can go to Bobby Henline. comedy.com and check out all that stuff, and you know, or Google Bobby Henline on YouTube stuff. It'll all pop up videos. You'll see all kinds of stuff from the Huckabee Show and different things.
That's cool.
We've
been in talk. He's been on Shameless, HBO show, Shameless.
Yeah. What? Tell us about your Shameless experience.
My Shameless experience. It was funny. I was
Shameless TV show experience.
Yes. Well, that one. Okay.
It's a somewhat family
Thanks
show.
Thanks for correcting that.
Neither one was really a family show. But no, they called me. You know, everybody knows. Spoiler alert. It's been how many years now? But Fiona had an apartment building in Shameless that the squatters wouldn't move out. So Frank tells her and explains what I look like to her, not to be shocked.
Okay.
About my butt being on my face.
And, I remember that episode, now that you're saying that.
So she goes to the grocery store. I'm working. I just got out of jail, so I'm nervous, supposedly, in my character. I just got out of jail.
And no easy one, to slip the
no
cuffs.
One knows that name Pyro Polly except for criminals and cops.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous when she says, hi, are you Pyro Polly? I'm like, yes. And so she hires me to make a smoke bomb to get the people out of her apartment.
Ah. And did that work?
It did. It worked.
Okay.
Yeah. I call it my 15 seconds of flame.
Oh,
man. That's if y'all don't know. William H. Macy starred in that show, too. It was a really great show. That's
really
cool.
Good. Crazy show. I was in shock when they called me, and I loved it because I played a wounded veterans in other show movies and stuff.
Yeah.
I played a Diane Ladd's son in a movie, Sophie and the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
And then I played a Marine in a movie called Man's Best Friend. But they finally called me to play a funny part. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, right. That's great, man. Are you going to be at any comedy clubs that we can – I know there's
– Well
– Now that you mention it.
Well, June 15th here in Cookeville.
Yeah, we do have a special announcement.
What is that? Tell me that again.
Yeah.
A 37-seater.
Yep. Yeah.
Cedar like the tree.
Right. Yeah.
Mitch said, yeah, we want you to do the show. It's going to be a fundraiser for Forging Forward, but you do it at 37 Cedar. I'm like, that sounds like a small theater, but I guess we can raise some money doing that.
Cedar.
Yeah, Cedar.
I really totally heard him wrong.
They have
you really thought that?
It's a small theater.
Cedar.
I will sell some t-shirts.
Yeah, they've got a
37
They've got
Cedar.
A great room with a real nice stage. They just won Venue of the Year at the Firefly Festival.
I've been there a couple times now. Yeah, really good.
And the food's delicious, too. Yes. So that's June 19th?
15th.
June 15th.
June
15th. Okay.
So we'll be announcing that and getting tickets online coming up this week.
Will you have your wives remind us of that?
Yes.
Yeah, we will. We'll send you a note. Have them send you a note.
That seems to be the only way y'all are getting through life right now.
It really is. It's the only way we find a way around.
I understand, man. Yeah. I completely get it. So just before we leave, let's get these dates out here and how to sign up for the golf tournament.
Yep.
It is April the 27th.
22nd.
Well, I keep messing up these dates, guys. I'm sorry.
April 22nd.
And can they sign up there, or do they need to go to a website?
They can call the golf course or the website,
either one.
Okay. Yeah. And then as far as the concert goes, there's links on all the socials from Harrington for Hope, Forging Forward, and all that as well.
And the golf tournament is called For Love, as in F-O-R-E, for.
Uh-huh.
For love. Cause
for the love of the kids, for the love of the veterans.
I got you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's neat.
And so there are, on our social media pages, you'll see that For Love logo.
All right.
And you can sign up right there. There's QR codes for that, too.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for getting up early and coming in and talking to us. Thanks for the entertainment, too, man. Very cool. If you need some more information on that and you're listening to the podcast, I'll be sure to have those links in the description on the podcast as well.